Gypsy settlements are a prevalent issue across Surrey Heath, particularly in areas such as Deepcut and Pennyport Lane in Chobham, where six showman families have been living illegally for 8 years. Now the hit Channel 4 TV series, My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding, has heightened the issue from a local to a national scale. With public opposition mounting, has the programme's portrayal of gypsies done the travelling community more harm than good, inspiring prejudice rather than stopping it? With me is Miriam Wakely, author of Gypsy Stopped Here and No Gypsy Served, to talk to me for the Surrey Heath Residents Network. Miriam, can you explain the historical and cultural differences between Irish and Romani gypsies?
It's quite a complicated thing, sorting out the differences between the gypsies and the travellers, all the various groups within the travelling community. The Irish travellers do originate from Ireland, no surprises there. But a lot of people don't actually know that they were itinerants for maybe 400 or 500 years in Ireland, and they've been over here for a number of years as well, a long time. Romani gypsies come from India, and they set off maybe 1,000 years ago, it's generally thought, and they made their way across Europe, finally arriving in the UK round about 500 years ago. So they have been with us for a long time. So their origins, their history, is really very different. There's been a lot of confusion, though, about who is what, because on the programme, Big Fat Gypsy Weddings, the term gypsy is clearly in the programme title, but it seems to be entirely about Irish travellers. I understand that there is a programme coming up that will be focusing more on Romanies, but that has caused a lot of confusion. There are just very briefly other groups within the travelling community. There's the show people, they're quite separate. There's New Age travellers. In terms of who likes to be called gypsy, show people don't. Irish travellers are not generally called gypsy. It is complicated. I have done a blog on it. If anybody wants to have a look at my blog, Miriam's Ramblings, on the 12th of February last year, I did a blog on it trying to clarify it, because it's always one of the first questions that people ask. Romani gypsies, I think they would say one of the key differences perhaps that they do not go in for the flamboyant style of dress that we have seen in the programme at all. They are a much more modest sort of people, I would say. Quiet, artistic, musical. I could go on and on.
Many people have voiced anger that the programme My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding is not a fair representation of gypsy culture, worsening ignorance and bigotry rather than improving knowledge and understanding. Do you think this has been the case?
I think with this one, time will tell. First indications are that it seems to have stirred up even more controversy than there was before. I've been following Twitter, and there have been some very poisonous remarks, really, it seems to have brought out, and has fueled a debate on all manner of other issues relating to gypsies and travellers. It's very much grossly exaggerating everything about Irish travellers. I perfectly understand Channel 4's reasons for bringing out the more controversial things and the flamboyant and the entertaining aspect of their lives in the first instance, because that's their way of attracting a massive audience. And I have to say they've been extremely successful in doing that.
One of the things that the series also seems to point out is some of the stark contradictions in relation to sex and religion. I mean, for instance, the grabbing when a boy forces himself on a girl to get a kiss. This has been quite a hot topic. And female dress sense, the suggestive dancing. And yet they don't believe in sex before marriage, the traditional gender roles they embrace. Do you think this is a correct portrayal of the gypsy way of life, or do you think it's Channel 4 sort of sensationalising?
I think there has been an element of sensationalising so far. Yes, in terms of this grabbing thing in the car parks, this is where allegedly young men will grab hold of a young woman they rather fancy and more or less force them to give them a kiss in a way that I think provoked quite a lot.